the blessings
of love and respect we offer to all, in times past and present, who have opened the doors of wisdom, reuniting all beings with their intrinsic purity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. The recitation of this rosary ever expands the awakening of faith in the three jewels, Bodhi, Dharma, and Sangha. Bodhi Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Saha. I turn to the perfect nature of truth for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Dharmam Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Saha. I turn to the teachings for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. Sangham Saranam Gacchami, Dutiyampi Tatiyampi Saha. I turn to the holy order for guidance. Again and yet again may it be so. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Dukkha, the noble truth of suffering. Dukkha Samudaya, the noble truth of the origin of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha, the noble truth of the extinction of suffering. Dukkha Nirodha Gami Patipada, the noble truth of the path that leads to the extinction of suffering. So long as these four noble truths are not understood, we shall wander in sorrow and ignorance. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. All formations are transient, anicca. All formations are subject to suffering, dukkha. All things are without a self, anatta. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Namo prajna paramita hridaya, homage to the wisdom in the heart. Form is not different from emptiness. Emptiness is not different from form. This is the teaching of our spiritual ancestors, Gautama Buddha, and all the great teachers who have transmitted the Dharma to this holy day. Blessed is the knowledge of emptiness. Homage to the devotees of this and all paths of self-purification. May all find simplicity, the joyous and practical guide. The Dharma, being the contents of enlightenment, in which there is no bondage and no suffering, offers freedom from the cankers of ignorance and fear. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Sangha is the holy order of spiritual ancestors, monks, priests, and all those who follow and practice this path. Homage to the Sangha. Homage to all who are approaching this holy path. Homage to all who follow and establish this holy path. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. By compassionate comprehension that dissipates delusion, by compassionate aspiration that harms no one, by compassionate speech that makes for clarity, by compassionate self-discipline that brings no regret, by compassionate livelihood that brings no discredit, by compassionate endeavor that results in goodness, by compassionate mindfulness that proves this path, by compassionate awareness that leads to nirvana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these three pure precepts, the precept of restraint and religious observances, the precept of obedience to all good laws, the precept to benefit all sentient beings. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. With this recitation, I do confirm my acceptance of these 10 grave prohibitive precepts: not to lead a harmful life, nor to encourage others to do so, not to take that which is not given, not to commit or participate in unchaste conduct, not to tell lies nor practice believing the fantasies of authority, not to use intoxicating drinks or narcotics, nor assist others to do so, not to publish other people's faults, not to extol oneself and slander others, not to be avaricious in bestowal of the teachings, not to be angry, not to speak ill of this religion or any other. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. In the practice of loving kindness, in the practice of pure attention, in the practice of ever-expanding faith, in the practice of constant devotion, in the practice of inquiry through correct dhyana. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. O happy blessed day, O happy blessed place, O happy blessed time, O happy blessed path, O happy blessed opportunity. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. Here in humble submission, in order to experience this most perfect now, I deeply vow and sacrifice all thoughts, all tensions, all pressures, and desires. I am born of karma. I am heir to karma, I abide in karma, and I am supported by karma. Whatever I do creates karma, and I shall surely experience this karma. The merit for all good acts I do freely offer to all beings, dutiyampi tatiyampi sabaha, again and yet again may it be so. Willingness is the name of the key to the gate of awakening. For even to awaken from deep sleep and face the new day, there must be the willingness to do it. Here in my hand is the opportunity, and the way is clear beyond the gate of thought and desire. There is no self and other, as the awareness of pure, undisturbed consciousness slips into all consciousness. Suffering. If ending suffering is more important than anything, we will end suffering. If ending suffering is not more important than anything, we will not end suffering. If I am suffering, it is because I am choosing something over ending suffering. We are not here to create and cling to beliefs. We are here to pay attention. We are here to use everything in our experience to see how we cause ourselves to suffer, so we can drop that and end suffering.
During most of the meditation, I planned what order to say things in. That was sort of out the window. I'm going to witness to the power of sangha, is what I'm actually going to do.
Love it. What a perfect way to start off Sunday morning.
I've been talking / complaining in here for quite a while about the seeming inability of mine, whatever that is, to make and keep commitments to myself that just involve June and what she wants. And it's just been epic for a long time, that thing, and that bit of karma, I suppose. And the daily reminder that's been coming out with the extension of the It's Time to Feel Good class on January 25th said, in effect, the first step toward toward failing to do what it is I know I want to do is to engage in any conversation about it at all. It said, I know what I want. It said, conditioned mind and I don't need to chat about it. And it just, I heard it in a deep enough place for it to truly make a difference. And I'm going to get a little emotional. Maybe not. And so that's that's the power of sangha right there. And since then, that was a week ago, Sunday morning a week ago. And ever since then, I have seen the chat start up around all kinds of things in ways I've never seen it before, because it's you know, fairly subtle. And it's pseudo-Zen. And being the person who edits Sherry's books and everything she writes, that voice, it's convincing. It thinks it knows something.
That pseudo-Zen voice.
Yes.
Because it has all the lingo.
It's got all the lingo. It's so real and so perfect, and man, it's right on the... But the thing that gives it away is that I never succeed.
Yeah.
Succeed.
Right.
You know,
right.
I always started out in this direction and wound up in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Around this particular bit of karma.
Uh-huh.
And it's been wonderful seeing many times a day that thing that I've always thought was me or the mentor isn't.
Yeah.
Isn't. And hasn't been.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I was telling Sherry about this, and it's like years ago at a Carmel retreat, I had just read a book by Theodore Isaac Rubin called Compassion and Self-Hate.
Compassion and Self-Hate.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I had an inkling from that book of what self-hate was.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never considered it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in guidance with Sherry at that retreat. And I told her about that. And then I started talking some more, and she said, that was self-hate.
Huh.
And I said, oh. And I could see it.
Uh-huh.
And everything I would say, she would look at it and say, that was self-hate. And I would be able to see it.
Uh-huh.
And the whole guidance session went that way. And for the rest of that week, just, for the rest of that year, just everywhere I turned, every thought that I was conscious, I could see the self-hate in it. Because it's pervasive.
Uh-huh.
We know that.
Yeah.
It's conditioned mind. It's something wrong.
Yeah.
Something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. Something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And so it's been that same kind of process for the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Just a turn.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful.
Yeah. No wonder. That's such a interesting point, that the big clue that it's pseudo-zen, that it's self-hate, that it's conditioned mind, is that it doesn't lead you, we could say, where you want to go, or even where life wants you to go.
Right, right. And I've seen that. I mean, it's been so clear.
Yeah.
But I haven't known what was going on.
Yeah.
I could not see, in spite of all the guidance, in spite of every time I've heard to get out of the conversation, I couldn't see that I was in a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, the awareness piece is so huge, and it's why, you know, I mean, you started out with the power of Sangha, because the stuff is, it's tenacious, and it, a lot of the time, it's invisible to us.
Yeah.
And so to come together as Sangha and be mirrors for each other.
Yeah.
And so we can suddenly, like, and that, for whatever reason, in that January 25th response, there it was. It was just, boom, mirrored for you.
Yeah.
In a way that you could really, it was no longer invisible. And it's so interesting to note, isn't it? God, this is a good thing to put on our recordings. I'm going to record it. That the minute it's not invisible to us, we have some ability to have influence over it.
Yeah.
Because, of course, at least in my case, I know what self-hate will say was, well, you're just this, you're just that, the reason you don't do it is da-da-da. But to note that the minute I see it, boom, there's some ability to make a different choice.
Yeah, yeah. I know what I want.
Yeah.
Any chat about it leads to not getting it.
Yeah.
It's right now. The choice, the direction to go is right here.
Yeah.
Toward my commitment.
Yeah.
And I cut that back. To get there, just go there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's so, there's so many cartoons in it, aren't there? Alex is over there like, oh. Yeah. If you want to go to the door, then go to the door.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, how long, I wonder if it's going to take, and last time I went to the door.
Yeah.
And, wouldn't it be great to go to the door? I mean, because there's the other side, right? If it can't get you in the, quote, negative, it will start out on the, quote, positive.
Yeah, gosh, I just can't see how I head out toward that door and wind up somewhere else every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah. How does that work? Well, no, I see how it works. Uh-huh. And it's that simple. Well, it is simple, but as we so often say, not easy.
Yeah.
Just get out of the conversation.
Get out of the conversation.
And I guess the step before that is recognize that a conversation is happening.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of a good one in the sense that, so, because I'm sure so many people can relate to that, it's invisible to us. You couldn't see the conversation. But to use it as a clue, okay, something's going on here. There's suffering here. There is a conversation. Maybe I'm not seeing it, but that's so helpful to just know there is a conversation. And then we can begin to just kind of sit and watch for it and have a better shot at than, you know, kind of that quicksand experience of,
yeah.
Okay, well,
I know something's going on. I can feel it. I'm suffering. Yeah. I don't get what I want. I yeah. can't tell what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over and over, year after year.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
I've had one of those recently too, that about seeing something that you couldn't see before, mm-hmm. that you have all the kind of information you think it would be reasonable to have to see this thing.
Right.
So what I've been looking at is the admonition not to take things personally, mm-hmm. and seeing that I frequently take things personally.
Really? Anyone else?
I does take things
yeah.
personally.
Well, that's important.
Yeah.
You just said, I does take yeah. things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I've just been kind of looking at it, and I was doing some recording on the tape, and I was talking about how things affect me and have an impact on me, so it seems like it's about me, and it's sort of, I sort of got it, that, oh, yeah, something happens, it could be happening way over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, you know, like a stone in a yeah. pond, the ripples come, you know, and I'm way over here, and some ripple comes,
yeah.
and it affects me in some way. I have to make a change, or something I don't like now that I did like, or and somebody who takes it personally thinks it's about her. She thinks that if it's a good thing that she likes, she's being rewarded, and if it's a bad thing that she doesn't like, she's being punished, and why did I get this?
Yeah.
And so, what I finally saw, it's kind of like, okay, I'm a leaf on a tree,
mm-hmm.
and the wind is blowing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the wind is over here,
right.
blowing, has nothing to do with me,
right.
nothing to do with anybody, really.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And so, as a leaf, I get blown. And sometimes, maybe I would even get blown right off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an effect of something that's happening.
Yes.
And so, I can know that I'm being affected. I can address the person who has feelings about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems so refreshing not to have to believe that it means anything.
Yeah.
That it's something over here is being done. To or about me.
Yeah. And can you say, just because I think it's such a great topic, what about it is so refreshing?
It's so refreshing because if it's not about me, then, you know, I don't have to feel all this stuff about it. You know, that there are people, little parts of me that may, you know, something that they really cherish has gotten changed.
Yeah.
And I can just address that, you know, and love that person and say, well, we'll do this, you know, to take care of that need.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, but it's not like that I'm being punished for something that I don't know I did,
right.
or being rewarded for something that makes it all so, everything so more meaningful to the conditioned being than it is.
Yes. Yeah, that we live in this interconnected world, everything is one. And so, of course, everything that happens is affecting me.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have to take it all personally, which is interesting in itself, right? Which things I choose to take personally, which things I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But to realize none of it's personal. It's all that same, basically being a leaf on a tree with the wind blowing. It doesn't have anything to do with me. It just is. Things happen to me. And that not only is it okay, but it sounds like it's an opportunity for you to mentor parts of you for whom something might be difficult or painful or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And it's one of those cases that you were just saying, you know, that particular practice admonition has been there forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, knowing that, but not being able to really see what that meant on a practical level in terms of responding in any moment to something that's affecting this being.
Yeah. Yeah. So an admonition that's been out there forever, you keep hearing it, and yet having a new experience of it, really getting it on a deeper level that has an impact on how you live on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it was more like a practice should. You shouldn't take things personally. Right. And then trying to mentally figure out, what does that mean? You know, because this is really, really, I'm feeling a lot here.
Yeah.
What would it mean not to be taking it personally? Because it is affecting me.
Yeah.
But it does affect the person.
Yeah.
So that's not the point.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of way that it felt like if I wasn't taking it personally, I wouldn't be feeling anything.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is very similar to what we were just looking at, isn't it? Yeah. So it's that quicksand place with it, like, I'm not supposed to do this, and I don't know how to not do this.
Yeah.
And then there's just an insight dropping in of seeing, oh, wow, I see that.
Yeah. It's lovely. It's really lovely when, you know, I mean, it's just it's a wonderful experience to have been kind of having the mind gnash on something for so long and then have it just drop in, and that way that you describe it just drops in, like, oh.
And
I wasn't even thinking about it and thinking about it, you know, just
boop. And to live in that process, how pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that process of, so what I could do is see from that, boy, I bet everything in practice is like that. So what are all the other places where I hear something over and over, and gosh, I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could just see, well, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I just hang out and let it all be there, I'll see it. And what a pleasant way that would be to approach everything.
Yeah.
Just, I'll see that pretty soon.
Yeah, and everything really has been that way. You know, it's like a lot of things have been exactly like that. Struggling to get something or feeling, you know, that I'm practicing with something and yet still, you know, it doesn't seem to really be sinking in. And then when the, you know, like...
When you least expect it.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, when the student is ready, the teaching will drop in, too.
Yes.
And the teaching that's been there for a long time suddenly slide into the place where it...
Yeah. That's fun. So it's like, when I don't see it, well, I guess the student's not ready.
I'll just keep plugging along.
So I'll just practice.
Just practice.
To be as ready as I can possibly be. To just be open and willing to see it.
Thank you.
I was just thinking in both of those conversations how subtle it can be, the conversation and the effect that it can have.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just little tiny, today I had a few minutes, so I was cleaning a pile of things off and trying to figure out where they belong that have been in a pile. And
back in this pile, how about there?
That's right. And I came across something that I didn't, you know, I didn't know what to do with it, you know.
Yeah.
And the conversation was simply, I don't know what to do with this. And it was a conversation that led to suffering.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was like a big deal that I didn't know what to do with it. And it was personal that I didn't know what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else would know what to do with it. And I finally just said, I'm putting it back in pile. I don't care. You know, it's not a big deal.
Yes.
But I mean, all that, it just sounded like a little statement.
Yeah, right.
But it wasn't.
No,
it
meant so much.
It was the conversation.
The invisible conversation.
It was
That's
the conversation.
Exactly it, isn't
and,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it says one thing, but it's like the tip of the iceberg, truly. That, you know, but the meaning is just huge and vast underneath it.
Yeah. Or for me, a big one is I'll just have any tiny little body sensation.
Mm.
And it's, you know.
The meaning is just
launches the whole, you know, a whole encyclopedia of conversation.
Right.
You know, and so I've just been more aware of the. I mean, I've gotten pretty tuned into the familiar, really big karmic conversations, but I've just gotten that the little tiny conversations that don't sound like something are really, you know.
Are really probably the big
ones. Just watching out for those.
Yeah.
I mean, just yesterday I was in the middle of a task that I agreed to do, chose to do, was doing, mm-hmm. and the sensations and the mini conversation was, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. But I said, but I chose to do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It's a lovely day.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
What is this? I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Just simply the focus of attention. Yeah. Right. Let's see if we can put her in this universe.
Yeah.
Brian, and then we'll come down this way.
But I have a little voice in my head that only ever says I hate and whatever in front of me.
That's just its job.
That's all it does, ever.
It doesn't matter what it is.
You know, it's kind of dozens of times a day. Oh, I just bump my head on the little oak branches by the compost. I hate those branches. You know? Oh, I just, you know, my shirt just got in a little bit of water along the lip of the sink. And that's its only doing. Sometimes it would, you know, get me for a couple minutes and it's had its fill, and but a lot of times it's just like, you just gotta keep doing that, aren't you? Okay, well, that's your thing.
Which is the not taking it personally, isn't it?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you, it's not you, it's just what it does.
Well, what I've been doing recently that I've been really enjoying is just taking a moment to kind of chuckle at the taking personally, and then just kind of go, yeah, keep at it. I see that, and you're wasting your energy.
Yeah.
So just keep doing
that's
that.
That's like a little judo move, isn't it? Because he's trying to get the energy, and you're like, not giving it to you. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. I'm not going to play. I mean, it's really like letting go of the other side of the rope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have another little one about just taking stuff personally, which is the dish tubs. So right after, you know, you eat your food, and then you go through the little line, and there are two stories for that, which is that if I start, and then somebody's behind me, then I'm being pressured. Right? So it's taking this little thing from inside, where it's going, hey, you know, and trying to put it out onto the world somewhere, and then it's about me. So, you know, this person over here is pushing me, is like, I think actually they're just getting ready to watch it.
I don't know. I could check in.
Sure. They're probably as verbally aware of what I'm doing as I am of what they're doing.
Right.
Because I'm looking here and they're over there.
Yeah.
And then the reverse of that is, you know, if nobody comes up behind me and it's like, oh, this is, you know, I've got all this space and I'm not being. But I finish my dishes in about the same amount of time, no matter what. You know, so suddenly it's about me that nobody else has finished their meal and needs to wash their dishes. You know, that's a reflection of something going on with me. So.
Yeah.
And in both of those, it's just like, you know, just take a moment,
laugh
at it, keep trying, buddy.
Yeah.
You're just wasting your time.
Yeah. Again, just so helpful to really have all of that brought to the conscious level, because truly, I mean, one could, and many people do, spend an entire lifetime actually in those conversations. Yeah. Dave, and then we'll come around.
I've just been noticing people been talking that the recording practice gives us a way to have a conversation that works.
Yes.
You know, I've been, my new favorite way of doing it is right in the first thing when I get up out of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
While I have this ritual I've been doing for years where as I wake up, I get ready for the day and pack my little bag and spiff up a little bit and do, you know, a little chores like that.
Yeah.
And it's really, I really enjoy waking it up like that. So now, lately I've been recording while I've been doing that for like the past month or so.
Uh-huh.
And you know, what I talk about with the person who I talk to is like what I want, what's going on, what's, you know, how can I have the life that I want, what's conditioning up to that's keeping me from that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really, really helpful conversation.
Yeah. I'm finding that too. It's amazing. I had a funny experience where I did like the ultimate sin of not having spare charged batteries with me.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. So I was out all the way stranded out of my hermitage, and I watched how it didn't matter. I quote, press record.
Mm-hmm.
And that it feels like that living in that conversation is becoming the conversation I'm living in, instead of the conditioned conversation that we're used to living in.
Yeah,
that's just becoming what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. That's my experience too. And I actually am, you know, doing that a lot. I don't always record it.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of times I do if it's possible.
Yeah.
But it feels good. It's helpful.
Yeah.
And you know, I was noticing too, it's just difficult to have your attention somewhere else if you're
exactly
if you're talking like that.
Yeah, you really can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't have that. In fact, I don't know if you've had this experience, but I can watch how, and then listen back to recordings where can hear conditioning trying to pull the attention back in. Mm-hmm. You know, talking along, and there's sort of this pause. You know, where is she going? Mm-hmm. No, come on back here. Because when there's that out loud conversation, that we can't go and have that conversation with conditioned mind.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of unconscious, not even really realizing I'm having a conversation place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my experience too. Mm-hmm. That was really about it. I'm appreciating it for that. I think it's really good practice.
Yeah.
Well, this is such a nifty conversation. I really appreciated where we started, mm-hmm. and the power of Sangha being in, and what occurred to me is we are bodhisattvas for one another,
mm-hmm.
in that mm-hmm. I see this thing and mm-hmm. put it out there. And I also think that when there's that emotion of the heart opening,
mm-hmm.
It somehow kind of puts a lot, it highlights whatever it is, the information that's being offered. And I saw something, one of the biggest things for me to have seen in the recording process is that the mentor doesn't think.
Mm-hmm.
The mentor just speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can know if I'm wanting to converse with the mentor and I'm supposed to be being the mentor, and I'm thinking about what to say next.
Uh-huh.
I'm not there.
Not quite there yet.
Not uh-huh. there yet.
Uh-huh.
And it just occurred to me that what we're doing with this is we are able to talk without thinking.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When
mm-hmm.
we record.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's a whole different...
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's in here, it uh-huh. can be thought.
Uh-huh.
When we speak it, it's not thought. It's simply... Uh-huh. expressed and heard.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that isn't, and I don't even need to know yeah. the answer, but it feels like that may be some aspect of the power of the recording practice.
Almost like what I hear you saying is like training the brain to, I don't know, to be present, basically. To
yeah.
be, because in the talking on the recording, it's just speaking what is the next thing to be spoken instead
yeah.
of that process of kind of ruminating and thinking, well, what should I be? What would a person who would? What?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. As we might do if we're in a setting where we're being facilitated or something like that.
Yeah.
And I saw it when you said that about your recording. Your recorder was out of batteries,
yeah.
and you talked anyway, and it still
yeah.
did something.
Yeah.
And it feels like we probably could just. Yeah. And I'm not gonna. Well, I might try it, but I'm not
yeah.
gonna settle into it.
Yeah.
Just. Talk as we go along,
yeah.
and have some of that same disidentification centering,
yeah.
all the things that
yeah.
seem to happen with the recording practice.
Mm-hmm.
But that reminder, that powerful reminder to get out of the conversation, mm-hmm. is really,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
okay.
yeah, because we do hear it over and over yeah. and over.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, drop, and breathe.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, but and that's nice too. Yeah, to have a concrete, you know, just get up and go to the door.
Yeah,
because you know, get out of the conversation. What conversation? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right. But then just do the thing that I said I was going to do. There, that's a concrete. When I can't see the conversation and it's that
mm-hmm.
quicksand place, that's just a concrete thing to strategy. Just
yeah.
do the thing I said I was going to do.
And it's also a perfect way to then see the conversation.
Exactly, because it
yeah.
will kick it up. Well,
no,
but
you can't. We'll take
too tired, or I've already been to the door. Or,
yeah, yeah. Don't you want to take a different route? This one's
yeah.
getting boring.
You're so predictable.
Yeah.
Alex.
When you guys are just sharing that, this is my experience with the recording is the recording practice that we're engaged in is the it feels like anything that goes on between my ears that's not out loud
yeah.
is a secret
yeah.
essentially
oh,
that
good.
That happens oh. between all sorts of stuff, you know, just I mean
yeah,
it's all locked away
mm-hmm.
though it's like the not to be seen, not to
mm-hmm.
have the light of day shine
mm-hmm.
on it. And
mm-hmm.
so part about when I say things out loud, is that even if conditioning sneaks out through my voice and says something, it's almost like, you know, a vampire that's out in the daylight. And then all it can do is just be like, well, gotta get him later when you know, daylight goes away.
Yeah, which we can guess actually why it gets so ferocious with, you know, oh, that didn't sound authentic, or, you know, that's just conditioning talking, or because it's like, uh-oh. You know, if I'm really seen, if conditioning gets on the recorder and we really see it, that's actually really quite helpful.
Oh.
So it's got to do something to cover that over.
Exactly. It's, I mean, that's what it's doing nonstop now. I mean, it literally has less room to stand on.
Yeah.
Do you know, it's like we're, I don't know if you had a game when you were a kid called Don't Break the Ice or something like that. It's just like these little white squares that are held together by a bounding box. And you get a little hammer and you tap out, you know, a square. And pretty soon there's whoever no place left for it to be held together. And whoever ends up breaking the whole thing. In this case, we're going for breaking the whole thing.
Yeah.
So there's literally no place for this thing to be held up. Any longer.
No more place for it to hide.
And the way it will get us back into it again is to keep hiding it.
Yes. Right. Yeah, to get lulled back into the conversation, to not say it out loud, to not record, to not...
Yeah, I just saw something in that, is that that's the whole taking a person in place. I am believing that conditioning is me in that in that collusion.
Yeah.
When I can't just put it out there no matter how hideous, it tells me it is.
You're not going to believe what's going on in his head. Wow. Check this out.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, this is all-time record stuff here.
Yeah, this is the this is the hideous thing that I'm hiding from the world, yet I have to endure hearing about it nonstop all the time.
Yeah.
And that's how it makes it real. That's how it makes it about me.
Yes. Yeah. And what I hear you saying is just saying it out loud, because it doesn't have anything to do with me.
No.
And keeping it in here is believing that it does. It means something about me. It's I'm not whatever it is.
Yeah, it bolsters it back up again.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I'm being left.
Yeah.
You know, it's like being kept inside of the dark room.
Yeah.
You know, with this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm agreeing to it every time.
Because it somehow makes me a bad person to be in that dark room, and it's my fault. And
right.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm being kept in this dark room with this vampire.
Yeah. You know,
we need to eject it out into the sunlight. Exactly. Belongs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This vampire's got me. Can anyone help me?
Yeah. Yeah. And the being can do that.
Yes.
And that's what this. That's what we're practicing doing. Is just saying. And it's really what we started with. Is any conversation, no matter how flowery.
Yeah.
It's like the vampire loves me.
it's okay. It's so safe in here.
Yeah. It's it has hard days too. Yeah. You know, it's like, no, I'm not having a conversation with you.
Yeah.
I'm having a conversation out into the open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Penny?
Well, gosh, a lot of things. One of the things that, in terms of what was just said, was one of the things I noticed early on the, when I was recording that was helpful to me is, you know, I identified a 5 on the Enneagram.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was seeing was that the... You know, the not putting things out there is big for a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I was saying was that there was a way in which the collusion was so deep that things were supposed to be kept secret even from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that even I shouldn't put them on the recorder even because somehow I was that was too much exposure, which was just really interesting to see.
Yeah.
So, so putting them on the recorder is very helpful.
Imagine that's
break through that.
Yeah, pretty powerful too. Yeah.
Another thing I've been thinking about the practice, we were talking about that getting it out there and being in a different conversation essentially.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been so enjoying about this process is it feels like the whole song is in that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, like reading that blog, reading what people write in, it's like the conversation isn't just between me and my recorder. You know, it's the conversation now.
Yeah.
And it's a different conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's an enlivening, refreshing kind of conversation that we all can participate in. And so it feels it just feels a bit, so much bigger than just even me and my recorder.
Yeah, which that's a great point. Back to the power of Sangha, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that it's that the conversation is always headed towards what works, life, and yes. suffering. Yes. And that it includes everything we encounter along the way.
Right.
But it's not about that. Exactly. It's not about the suffering. It's not about the... It's about, you know, here's what I'm encountering, and here's how I'm working with that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's very much that seeing this is not me. So yeah. now I'm gonna expose this rather yeah. than be this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I read the responses, and I think, these people all sound like Sherry. You know, and Sherry's sitting there saying, yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yes,
right. Good. Yes. Yeah, you know, me too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, me too. And so it's just a wonderful to hear all that.
Yeah.
To hear all that
yeah.
life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then one of the last thing I wanted to say was that one of the things I've been doing lately, I was reminded of this in a way by the first share, was I think it's partly, I can't say exactly how, but it's related to the recording practice, because mm-hmm. it started at about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Is I'm really being more conscientious about identifying commitments and keeping them.
Mm-hmm.
Little ones, big ones, but just really keeping them.
Yeah.
And I've been just really noticing how satisfying and energizing that is.
Yeah.
And grateful for yeah. that. And so the other day, in group, actually, there was a moment. One of the times, you know, when you realize what you've heard it 8,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got, you know, conditioning is utterly 100%, 24/7, 365 days a year, committed to my suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm going to be free, I have to have the same level of commitment.
Yeah, that's exactly
and it just, I got how big that is.
Yeah.
And so, of course, the first conditioned response is, oh, never do it. And then what was so clear, and I think this is the mentor saying this, the way we meet the big commitment is to keep the little ones.
That's right. Yeah.
And so I think that the recording practice led to the little commitment practice, and the little commitment practice has led to being able to see the big commitment
yeah.
practice. And it all just, you know, it all just yeah. builds on itself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And again, back to realizing, this is what I want.
Yeah.
It's not what I should do. It's not what I'm supposed to do. It's what I want.
Yeah.
You know? We have to breathe all the time.
Yeah. Well, just one other thing. After a group the other night, I've been, from time to time when I think of it, saying, now I'm going to go do this,
mm-hmm.
and this is why.
yeah.
And it's
yeah.
really very helpful.
Yeah.
And, because I have to actually think about it rather than just drift into it.
Yeah.
It's
the same thing. It brings it all to the conscious level.
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. we can see it. Yeah.
I've been looking at how helpful the recording practice is, and there was something that that I noticed in listening to my recording that really stood out for me, that just was a demonstration of how effective it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a recording where I'm singing a song in a soft voice, and then the next recording is this really loud, abrupt, so I'm really identified, and difference between this soft singing and then this angry, frustrated, just blurting it out, sort of recording, which just startles me every time. But what I noticed was, in listening to the continuation of that conversation, I went into just getting all that stuff out, and then doing self-facilitation, and then the mentor coming in, and then it ends with singing a soft song.
Oh,
and
wow.
it just goes, like, it's just right like back. The light room, yeah. the dark room, and kind of working back to the light room.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, it's just so helpful to see it laid out like
yes.
that.
Yeah. And to me, it's a little bit back to what we were just looking at a minute ago with, you know, that the whole Sangha is in this, to realize that it doesn't mean the suffering isn't going to come up, right? Because it's here to be ended, and it's all there, right? So we're going to see through all of it, but we have this process to use to assist us in seeing through it. Mm-hmm. So where maybe something like that would come up and we get stuck in it for a day, a week, a month, or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you can watch in a very short period of time, watch yourself completely move through it and kind of back to the mm-hmm. soft singing.
Yeah, like I think if I had not done that recording process, yeah. I don't think I would have ended the night singing a soft song.
Yeah.
I think I still would have been in the yeah. angry, frustrated yeah. conversation.
Because just like we were looking at, it would have stayed in that hiding place, mm-hmm. just between the two ears, mm-hmm. where it's real and true, and it means something about you, and it says something about, and what about the future, and what it says about the, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm going for the door because somebody's had a conversation since I came in here. Share, not share, and share, not share. So it's like, okay, go,
just
the
go
door.
For the door.
Go for the door. In that last share, so much has come up about recording. And that last week, in some ways, I've been through some really rough places, some of the most rough places I feel like I've ever been in. And to have that recorder there, mm. you know, has just been a tool that, mm. in similar places mm-hmm. previous to mm. this, you know, I would have been just anxiously looking out there for mm. help, mm. you know, someone to
save me,
mm. you know, and to just have that ability to turn back into. Mm-hmm. What I need to be saved is here.
Yes.
You know, what yeah. I need, that
yes.
that help I need is here.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that which knows how to save me, that which knows what I need, that, yeah.
Is right here. Mm-hmm. And to just, you know, to okay, well, now we're this is it. This is the test, you know, and to go there.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed too, you know, is I too have the singing that goes on, and in the middle of one of just the worst spots, you know, and the mentor, she said, I think I feel a song coming out. You know? And I was like, what?
You know? Are you sure?
Are you sure?
It doesn't seem like a song coming out.
And to just have that, song just come forth, yeah. you know. It's just this yeah. pouring forth of words
yeah.
that are a commitment, an affirmation for this person. Mm-hmm. And I think because it's just uses a like conditioning never sings to me.
Yeah.
It does not sing to me. Self hate does not sing to me.
Yeah.
So somehow the singing takes it out of
mm-hmm. yeah.
it takes it into some territory that. I know there's a lot of songs out there in the world that are full of self-hate, but what comes out, what just comes out spontaneously,
yeah.
is something that, you know, yeah. that takes yeah. her out of that place.
Yeah, almost like just communicating with her on a completely different like
yeah.
level or vibration
yeah.
or
yeah. we're going to go someplace that
yeah.
that you know,
yeah.
that voice doesn't
yeah.
go.
And that maybe in those very, very difficult times, it's like the wisdom of the mentor where she's not really going to hear me. So I'm going to
yeah.
send to her.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because it, you know, the whole thing about, yeah, it's been so invaluable in watching how my attention gets directed.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Because, you know, I can't, on the recorder, you know, and the mentor will be talking to me, all of a sudden it'll be,
yeah.
And she'll say to me, where'd you go?
Yeah,
you know?
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah. Come back.
You know,
yeah.
come on back. You can do it. And it just yeah. feels, yeah. It just, it's this amazing train.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think I would have seen that. I'm seeing it so much quicker than
mm-hmm.
I would have without that
yeah.
experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just really speeding everything up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About that thing in my hand
mm-hmm.
and just going mute.
Right.
You know, and realizing,
right.
oh, wait a minute,
yeah.
something's going on here.
Yeah.
You know, and And also, what's been going on for me is, just the whole thing about taking things personally. And I've just been having this, as I've shared, my mom died recently, and my dad died, about a year and a half ago. And so I'm at that place now where both parents have gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm just left with this, talk about taking it personally. You know, it's like, what was that about? Mm-hmm. Just this coming up of seeing how much energy and life force this person put into, the parents. Uh-huh.
Like that means something.
Something. And, just looking at how much was put around trying to be, the mm-hmm. right person for mm-hmm. parents, trying to, please the parents, mm-hmm. trying to, and I see that, spread out but other relationships as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just so much brings me back to you must work out your own salvation diligently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because just seeing for so clearly for the first time, it's like, wow. Was that real or was mm-hmm. that, mm-hmm. And the only thing really that's real, the only thing that really is of value is this person, how I am true to her heart.
Yeah, in the sense that it's the only thing we have real influence over. Right?
Real influence.
And each of us needs to do that for ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, they live their lives, they're gone.
Yep.
And any time that I left my heart to try and do something,
yeah.
Doesn't
serve anyone.
Didn't serve them
yeah.
at all. Didn't serve me.
Yeah.
And so it's just watching that.
Yeah. Yeah. June, did I keep Nancy your hands again?
I'm having an extraordinary experience. I don't remember anything I said in the first share. Almost nothing. I have a sense of it. But, and it almost feels like there's something wrong, like something is going on in my brain that shouldn't be going on.
Hmm.
It's just extraordinary.
Oh.
I cannot remember it at all.
Oh.
And I desperately want to. and on the other hand, I'm probably hearing a pseudo Zen voice saying, but this is this moment, just be in this moment with uh-huh. whatever it is,
uh-huh.
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's certainly we know that it's so,
yeah.
but it doesn't feel authentic.
Right, exactly. Well, as you said, pseudo Zen can know all the language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's, yeah.
So you're having
an experience. I swear I don't remember what I said.
You're having an experience of not remembering anything you said in the first year. And there's a part of you who would really like to.
Yes. Yeah. This is never, I don't remember ever being in this place like this before.
Huh.
I can't. It's, very little new happens.
Uh-huh.
But, This really actually feels pretty.
That's kind of exciting.
I don't know if it's stupid dust. I don't know if it's. I don't have any idea what it is. I've tried not to intellectualize it.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it will all return.
Yes.
But in this moment, I have no idea what I said.
Yeah. Well, and the beautiful thing is, if you felt like it were relevant to listen back to it, that would be
no problem at all. Yeah.
So you can just enjoy the experiencing something new.
I know that it was fun. I know that I'm having a good time. But what it was about, I swear I cannot remember.
It's just not there.
It's amazing. I've never had this experience before.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Whatever. That is such a great training, isn't it?
Yeah.
Go to that place, and then, because that draw to like, but I really want to know, or I really, or whatever it is, or make it wrong, or make it good, or make it whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, it'll drift back in.
Yeah. Yeah, because life is taking care of us. So if there's something about that I really need to hear again, I'll either ask for the recording, or it will occur to me, or life is taking care of us.
It's just an amazing experience. It truly is.
I was just thinking of a little PS to what I was talking about earlier, that the conversation from self-hate can be so subtle, but there's also that conversation from the mentor that's always just kind of quietly there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think the recording process is really upping the chances of hearing that,
yeah.
You know, even when your phones are not on.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah, I was pedaling my bicycle up that hill from French Gulch that comes out of Murphy's the other day, which always is just such a effort, and there's always so much angst around doing it, you know. And I was puffing up it, and this, you know, little voice just said, "It's not impossible. It's just hard."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh right, yeah. it is hard."
Yeah. And we're going to get to the top of it because we always have, and that's just what happens.
Right.
So really, why have this conversation?
Right. It's just hard.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh well, if it's just hard, then it's okay.
Yeah. And is having that conversation going to make it easier?
Right. Probably. No. It's going to make it a lot harder.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because in that realization, it sounds like it was much better, much easier.
Right.
I mean, not the physical.
Right.
Although,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe even the physical aspect of it is less taxing.
Yeah. Just, just so appreciating hearing the messages of things being okay, and just that we're here to be kind to this person and to accept and to not fight. And so many times lately it has just dropped me into a place of okay, it's all fine.
Mm-hmm. Even this,
it's all fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, literally, it physically, drops my shoulders.
Yeah.
Eases the speed at which my body's reverberating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a completely different place even for the physical being to live.
It is.
Uh-huh.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay. Michael?
That's sort of, it's okay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to do. Has gradually dropped in for me this morning from the complete opposite, kind of over the course of group. And I can't really explain how it happened or why it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I was suffering.
Yeah.
And I think I went at some point in it, I'm suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like things are really messed up. And I know they're not. It just seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've got the messed up glasses on.
And it was like, and it was like, it really seems like there's no solution to this, and it's never going to go away, and all that stuff. And I was going, okay, this is what it seems like. And I know it's not true.
Yeah.
And so over the course of the morning, the other reality has become the reality where actually things are okay, and I don't need to. Well, what is it? I'm not suffering. And
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, and that there's a thing that feels very similar. What I think actually what I'm doing is seeing through what I'm doing. what's causing the suffering.
Uh-huh.
So it's not actually magic.
Right.
And it's not actually something that we just can't explain.
Right.
There's actually, yeah. I'm practicing.
Yes.
And I think what I, so maybe what it was is, because I just thought of this really powerful experience of doing this recently, seeing when I'm worrying mm-hmm. about something.
Mm-hmm.
And worry is a really dominant and quite pervasive experience for this person.
Uh-huh.
And so much so that it's like, it is the experience when I drop it of, wow, that's really quite amazing. Because I was really, really, really suffering and nothing has changed.
Right.
It's just, I've just stopped worrying because I saw that I was worrying
right.
that it's not doing anything.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that I actually don't really care about the thing I'm worrying about, not in a way that I
right.
need to worry about it.
Yeah.
And when I stop it, I stop suffering.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is exactly the same, mm-hmm. the thing that conditioning had you all worked up over, that there was this big worry about. But as soon as you really, it sounds like, bring the worry to the conscious level and realize, wow, I'm doing the process of worry, suddenly it's available to you to drop the worry. And
mm-hmm.
to get it, the content hasn't shifted at all. So to realize, I wasn't even truly worried about that. That there was just a process of worry going on that was effective in getting me to suffer, and now I'm no longer suffering.
Yeah, and the person who's worrying, he's disabled in a way, debilitated. He can't deal with the thing he's worrying about.
Yeah,
he's not.
Well, it's funny.
He doesn't have the wherewithal or something.
Yeah.
He's affected in
right.
such a way that he can't. And then suddenly it's like, step out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's someone who can interact with
yeah.
the reality of the situation
right.
in such a way so that he can change the
yeah.
situation.
Yeah, he can actually do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know, you'll have to look to see, but what came through for me when you were saying that was, I wonder if he even worries, or if he's just being talked to about this thing. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of like, I mean, we can guess a lot of self-hate, a lot of, you know, if it's worry, then I would imagine it's things like, these bad things are going to happen, and what about this, and you know, how's this going to happen, and what. And so if he's constantly being talked to, it would make sense that he doesn't have the energy, the clarity, the wherewithal to really make, you know, do something that would have an effect on the content level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something I could definitely look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's one other little thing that flipped through. I'll find that effect or not. Oh, just the thing about everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's like, it's ground to step onto.
Mm-hmm.
That having an experience of that, which
mm-hmm.
I've gotten through this practice,
mm-hmm.
it seems like if, I don't know, but it somehow, since I have that at such a deep level,
mm-hmm.
it's like that's kind of the magical part of it. That the thing that's happening that's causing me to suffer,
uh-huh.
I just know so strongly
mm-hmm.
is not real,
mm-hmm.
and so it's like that well-being is going to manifest itself.
Yeah.
It's going to come into me because it's like it hasn't actually left,
right?
In a way,
yeah.
So that.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like I have an advantage in a way.
Yeah, right.
Like I've already won in a way. I just can't see it right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because ultimately that is going to win out. It's much stronger. It's much more real. We could say in a way. That's a funny way to talk about it. But that over as you've practiced, you've really gotten this foundation of it's okay. And that even when you're really, really in something and it's really, really difficult or lots of suffering,
on some level, you never lose awareness that that other place is there. Maybe you can't see it right now, but as soon as you can, you remember it and you can really see it again, that's ground for you to stand on.
Yeah, it's just a matter of waiting.
Just a matter of waiting. Exactly. That's our time. Thank you.